Tuberculosis is one of the deadliest diseases globally. It's the main cause of death for people with HIV, virus that causes AIDS, and kills about 1.5 million annually, despite being curable and treatable. Dr. Nompumelelo Mothupa is at the forefront of this battle. She oversees the TB unit at a prominent government hospital in Johannesburg. She confronts the harsh reality that many individuals in South Africa die with TB because they do not receive timely treatment or continue with the prescribed medication. The new M72 vaccine trial offers renewed optimism for curbing the prevalence of TB.
We want to end TB, but we don't have much. Even drugs that are being developed for TB, we've got very few drugs that are developed for TB per period of time. This vaccine is going to help quite a lot.
In many parts of South Africa, testing is done in mobile clinics like this. The vaccine works with people who have latent TB. This is when the infection is in the body, but the individual does not feel sick and cannot spread the disease. TB only becomes active if the immune system weakens, so it is dangerous when immunity is compromised, such as for HIV or AIDS patients. The M72 vaccine trial, headed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Medical Research Institute and the Wellcome Trust, represents a collaborative effort involving up to 20,000 participants. The study includes 60 sites globally, with 32 sites in South Africa. Dr. Emilio Emini from the Bill and Melinda Gates Medical Research Institute.
But there's also an epidemiological benefit as well, because TB is primarily transmitted from individuals who have, in fact, active tuberculosis. So by lessening the overall number of individuals in a population, particularly in a population with a high burden of latent TB who have active tuberculosis, that in turn will prevent the further transmission of the infection to other individuals who are not already infected and prevent them from becoming infected.
Experts agree that the only way to put a dent in TB rates is by testing, like this clinic, and by creating a vaccine that works for adolescents and adults. Experts say the M72 vaccine offers great promise with this demographic. Professor Willem Hannekom is director of the Africa Health Research Institute, and he's running vaccine trials in rural KwaZulu-Natal.
So this is the first vaccine that has shown some efficacy, which means protection against adolescents and adults in early clinical trials. We are pretty confident that this is likely to be a positive result, and we base that on the results of the earlier efficacy study, a phase 2b study as we call it, which showed that 50% of people, so one out of two people that receive the vaccine, should be protected against tuberculosis.
A 50% efficacy rate could save 8.5 million lives and prevent 76 million new cases, according to the World Health Organization. Results of the vaccine trials will be out in 5 years, and if successful, the vaccine rollout could begin in 2030. Zeki Kassim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.